Ruth chapter 4, part 6, took. Luke 9:16. Then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Our Lord does not take things from us forcefully. His prerequisite is that we must be willing to give to him out of a loving heart, not expecting anything in return. Our motive must be right. We cannot just give money to God and expect a large profit in return. He wanted people that would choose him and love him because they recognized both who he is and his love for them as Redeemer. It would not be much of a marriage if we were forced into the relationship. All the way back to the construction of the tabernacle of Moses in the wilderness, God required all the necessary components to be willingly given for his use. Exodus 35, verses 4 and 5. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. The components of the tabernacle are all itemized throughout Exodus chapters 35 and 36. As every jot and tittle of God's word has a purpose, so does each component speak precisely of the earnest of God's redemption and his full redemption. For example, verse 5 asks for offerings of gold, silver, and brass. Gold always represented God. Pure gold always meant all God. Silver referred to redemption. It was melted and used at the basis of the pillars of the tabernacle. Redemption is the pillar and product of God's love for his people. Without the pillars of the tabernacle, the building collapses. The mirrors in the days of the tabernacle of Moses were made from brass that was completely polished and buffed until one could see their reflection in it. This brass was considered vain and was willingly given up, representing the dying out of oneself by giving their life to God. God takes our image and changes it from glory to glory into his very same image by his Spirit. Our identity now becomes Christ-like or Christian. There is no put on here. We actually become him. 2 Corinthians 3:18, But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We find in verse 22 that earrings were willfully given to the Lord. Earrings were always a symbol of slavery. In the Old Testament, sometimes slaves had the option to go free or remain a slave. If he rejected freedom, a hole would be bored in his ear with an awl, marking him as a slave for life. To give up their earrings willfully to the Lord was an outward expression that the Lord had set them free from their bondage. Ruth had already committed to Naomi and God as they were leaving Moab. She committed everything within her with her very life until death. She obeyed every instruction given her by Naomi, the type of the Old Testament word. This is the same kind of commitment our Lord is looking for. It is a decision that we must make alone, taking the way of the Lord's despised few. We cannot allow what our neighbors and friends say or think to sway our decision and commitment. None of this can make any difference. We must make our decision precisely clear and go alone, no matter what it costs to obey every part of his word of instruction. When they got to Bethlehem, Ruth gleaned in the fields, as was allowed by law for foreigners to support her and Naomi. When Boaz, the Lord of the harvest, saw Ruth gleaning in his field, she immediately found grace in his sight. He asked who she was and instructed her not to glean in any other field. He was immediately attracted to her character. In chapter 2, Boaz told Ruth everything he thought about the kindness and love that she showed Naomi, for the type of behavior she displayed had been reported to him fully. He knew she was a virtuous woman, and he was attracted to her because of their likeness of heart and character. Our Lord also knows everything about us and has loved us from the foundation of the world. His love is expressed through his word with his plan of redemption for you and I. He instructs us to never go to any other field, meaning stay true to his word only. His word has the power of our full redemption. Our Lord of the harvest, Jesus, is the only one that can give us rest from the weariness of working in those fields. After we gave ourselves totally to him, he took us as his responsibility to fully redeem us. This included all our problems and sicknesses. He promised to provide our needs every day of our natural lives and for eternity. We have become His possession, bound to each other by love.